someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, the Andrews Sisters and the Firehouse 5+2.
Ah, yes, we'll pick up plenty of flying hours tonight, won't we, Ken? Everybody knows and loves the Andrews Sisters, and the Firehouse 5 should go great on this, their coast-to-coast radio debut.
Oh, they're a hot little band.
Oh, they really move. Gee, I was just thinking, Ken, seems like only yesterday that I was playing with a little band like that.
What was that?
We were called the Spokane Musical Dogs.
The Spokane Musical Dogs?
That's right. Our motto was, throw us a bone and we'll play and groan. Oh, a big, great group.
That was rather a direct appeal for meat, wasn't it?
We had another motto, too, Ken. Drop a buck in the tuba, we'll play Vesta La Juba.
Whatever classical stuff,
oh,
huh?
Yes, young, brave, fearless in those days.
I'll bet the Musical Dogs are really quite a flash up around Spokane.
Big, very big, very. We were invited everywhere. We didn't play well, but we were housebroken.
You know, Bing, if you'd stuck with that band and worked hard to build it up, you might have been another Guy Lombardo.
With a motorboat and everything?
Yeah, why, you could retire and live in luxury, but look at you at your age, still working for a living.
How right you are, Ken. Just a wasted life.
Yeah.
I'm too proud to beg, and I'm too clumsy to pick Brother Everett's pockets. I think now, Ken, we should get on with the opening selection of this little soiree, which is Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, from the new Walt Disney full-length Technicolor picture Cinderella. If John Scott and the Rhythmaires are ready and assembled, I'm sure I am.
Bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi.
Salagadula, menchikabula, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadula, menchikabula, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola boo means manchikaboola roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola manchikaboola bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. If your mind's in a dither and your heart is in a haze, well, I'll haze your dither and dither your haze with a magic phrase.
If you're chased around by trouble and you're followed by a jinx,
oh, well, I'll jinx your trouble and trouble your jinx in less than 40 winks.
Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Put them together, everyone, have you got?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Boo, boo, salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola-boo means manchikaboola-roo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Folks, when we show you how to be your own cigarette expert, you'll smoke Chesterfield.
Be your own cigarette expert.
Sure, you can judge for yourself which cigarette is best for you, and here's all you have to do.
A, take a pack of Chesterfields. Open them all the way. B, get a whiff of the pleasantly mild aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. C, check that milder Chesterfield aroma against any other brand.
That milder Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. No other cigarette has it. What you put into a cigarette is what you get out. And into every Chesterfield, we put mild, ripe tobaccos. Out of every Chesterfield, you get a smoke that's cooler, better tasting, much milder. So that's why much milder Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. Always buy a Chesterfield.
Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Chesterfield's over and over again. milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield's ABC.
And time now, the time has arrived to usher in not one, but three girlfriends of mine. I've done so many decaplatters with Patty, Maxine, and Laverne that I've often been referred to as Yasmin, the fourth Andrew sister. But be that as it may, here now from the Club 15, the Camel Soup Show, the Andrews sisters. Hi, gals.
Hi.
So now, before we go any further, girls, I want to congratulate you. I really do. On your platter of I Can Dream, can't I? Which has been adjudged the top-selling record of 1949.
Well, thanks, Bing, and we're very grateful.
I'd also like to say one more thing, too. I'd like
what?
To throw in. I think you were very sneaky to run and record that tune without me.
Yeah.
What happened? What's the matter?
Yeah, but you sneaked in Mule Train without us. And incidentally, thanks loads.
What do you mean?
You know, Bing, Bob Hope is making records now.
Well, that might kill it for everybody. What company is willing to risk bankruptcy with Needle Nose?
Well, it's a little outfit down in Tijuana. You know, they cut Bob's songs on tortillas.
If you don't want to listen to these records, you can eat them.
I'll eat them. Oh, I remember now. Yes, those tortilla records that Hope presses in Mexico. They're made under the Heartburn label, I think. But, girls, I think we should get on to a little pleasanter topic. What do you say that you give us a bright sample of your wares? What's your current hit?
Well, we have a song out now being called The Wedding Samba. We did this with Carmen Miranda.
Heard it. Mm-hmm. Good, too. Very good.
Well, thank you. But Carmen isn't here tonight, so I was wondering, Bing, how would you like to sing her part?
I'll try. Of course, I do sound a little more like Carmen Lombardo than Carmen Miranda. I'll have a pitch at it. I'll venture anything.
Oh, grand.
Ole, ole, the wedding samba will bring a timid senorita to her feet. And when they play the wedding samba, she'll say I do and seal it with a samba beat.
So that's how it goes in fiesta time. The beat of a samba is always in the air. The music is grand with the samba band. The people are carried away with such romance.
And everyone knows it's fiesta time and joins in the samba around a happy pair.
Carried away with such romance.
Ole, ole,
ole, ole.
The wedding samba,
samba
will bring a timid senorita to her feet.
Ole.
And when they play,
and when they play
the wedding samba,
samba,
you'll say I do and seal it with a samba beat.
So that's how it goes in fiesta time. The beat of a samba is always in the air.
And everyone knows it's fiesta time and judging the samba around the happy pair. Around the happy pair,
we'll dance around the happy pair.
That was very good, girls.
Well, you are good too, Carmen.
Thank you. I usually work with a bowl of fruit in my head or something. But well, while we're rolling here, shall we segue into... new Decca release, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You?
Okay.
John Scott, segue, eh? Steady.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul?
soul how I adore you. Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Have I told you lately that I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
This heart would break in two if you refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping? Every dream I dream is you somehow. Have I told you who I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
This heart would break in two if you'd refuse me. I'm no good without you anyhow.
Dear, have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling,
I'm telling you now. Thank you, Andrew sisters. Thank you very much. Stand by now, girls, will you, if he's going to bring on the Firehouse Five plus two. This seven-piece Dixieland combination is really taken Hollywood by storm. They are currently appearing at Charlie and Mary Morrison's Swank Mocambo. It's up on the Sunset Strip, and they really block traffic on their Monday night sessions. Everybody hold tight now. Stand back for the Firehouse Five, plus two, as they play their theme song, The Firehouse Stomp.
Thank you.
And thus, with one fell swoop, the Chesterfield people bring the minuet back to the American home. It's really quite an outfit here, folks. The boys are actually, they're dressed up as firemen, complete with red shirts, white suspenders, and firemen's hats. If Ward Kimball, the leader and the trombonist of the band, has any wind left, I'd like to shoot him a few questions.
I'm still breathing, Benny.
Well, Ward, how come all you fellas, you only play on Monday nights?
Well, Bing, we're working, man.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You do work during the day, don't you? You're a chief animator at the Walt Disney Studios, is that right?
Yep, from 8 to 5. Say, Bing, did you mention that full-length Technicolor picture, Cinderella?
The Disney show? Oh, I laid it up in there big a little earlier. Where were you? Give it a full column.
Well, you know, we had to play hooky today, and I figured that would kind of soften Walt up.
All you fellas work for Disney?
Frank Thomas over here, the piano player, he's another head animator at Disney.
Uh-huh.
And Clark Mallory's sort of a ham actor and clarinet man.
Also an animator?
That's right. Is he? And Ed Penner.
Animated grouping.
We're all animated. And Ed Penner is in the writing department. Mm-hmm. He plays the soprano sax and the big tuba.
I met him over there when I made that Ichabod and Mr. Toad routine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in charge of that.
And Harper Goff, the banjo player, the man with the $1 million face, is an illustrator at Warner Brothers.
He's handsome. He's a striking youth, isn't he?
He also illustrates for Collier's Magazine.
Oh, then the whole group, all the fellas here, artists and cartoonists, is that it?
No. Danny Alguire, our cornet man, is a fingerprint expert, formerly with the L.A. Police Department.
Well, I'll be darned. I wish we'd had a fingerprint expert with the Whiteman Band. I always wondered who was getting my shirts. I think it was Joe Venuti, but...
You could have used a fingerprint expert with the Spokane Musical Dogs.
Anyway, Ward, what about Monty Montjoy there, your drummer? What does he do?
Oh, he's the real talent of the band.
Yeah?
He's a Santa Monica beachcomber. He'll only rehearse at high tide.
Well, that's when the grunion are running. You get plenty to eat. Well, now, I think you fellas are due for an encore, and if you don't mind, I'd like to clamber aboard and with you and get in this here.
Good. What do we do?
Well, how about Yes, Sir, That's My Baby?
Bing, grab your fireman's hat and let's do it in a real boardwalk tempo.
Okay, give me my hat.
That's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach that preacher, I'll say with deep conviction, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, I don't mean baby. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Takes me back. We'll tell you exactly where. Thanks very much, Ward Kimball and the Firehouse Five. Get the Pinnacle game started. I'll be over in a minute. Now, the Andrews sisters return to sing I Can Dream, Can't I? Which was voted the best-selling record of 1949 with Miss Patty Andrews as the featured soloista.
Say, Bing, you better jump in here with us.
I'll have to do my part lying down, Patty. You know, singing with that band isn't exactly like singing with Wayne King.
Hello, Jeff. Don't worry.
I'm fagged, I tell you.
I can see, no matter how near you be, you never belong to me. But I can dream, can't I? Can I pretend that I'm locked in the bend of your embrace? For dreams are just like wine, and I am drunk with mine.
I'm aware my heart is a sad affair.
I'm sorry.
There's much disillusion there, but I can dream, can't I?
I can't make you open your heart, but I can dream, can't I? I'm aware my heart is a sad affair. There's much disillusion there, but I can dream.
Can't make you open your heart, but I can dream, can I?
Thank you, Patty. Maxine and Laverne, that was really, really smooth.
Yes, sir, they're really a great singing combination, Bing. And as you and I very well know, the right combination is important. Now, you take Chesterfield.
Yes?
In Chesterfield's, it's that right combination of the world's best tobaccos that make it the best cigarette to smoke.
Yeah, folks, grab yourself a pack of Chesterfield's. Open it up, get a whiff of that mild aroma.
It's the mild aroma of the world's best mild, ripe tobacco. Something you find only in Chesterfield's and in no other cigarette. This mild aroma is due to Chesterfield's perfect blend, a blend we know is the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. You'll find because of that blend that every Chesterfield will be A, always milder, much milder than other cigarettes, B, better tasting, will taste better than other cigarettes, and C, cooler smoking, will smoke cooler than other cigarettes.
And what's more, you can count on every Chesterfield to leave a clean, fresh taste after smoking. So keep those ABCs in mind and always buy Chesterfield. The best cigarette for you to smoke. Here's a song called Sure Thing. It happens to be from a new Paramount picture called Riding High.
Won't say that grass will grow or ivy will climb, but darling, I'd say we've got a sure thing this time. I'd say that we're on our way to a star. And take a tip from me, we are. Won't say that rivers flow or day turns to night, but darling, I'd say we've got a sure thing, all right. Won't say it's winter when snow falls from above, but darling, it's a sure thing we're in love. Say it's winter when snow falls from above, but darling, it's a sure thing we're in love.
You like Buddy Cole's piano solo?
Oh, I loved it. It was wonderful.
Buddy Cole is always right there on the piano. That does it for this session. My thanks to the Andrews sisters and the Firehouse Five, plus two. With me in there was minus one for being with us tonight.
Oh, we had a lot of fun, Bing. Say, who's with you next week?
Next week, Patty, our guest will be Mr. Bob Crosby.
Oh, that's wonderful. You and your brother Bob are going to cut it up again,
we're
huh?
going to make the biggest kind of monkey shines.
Oh, wow.
Good night, girls.
Good night, Bing.
See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Bob Crosby. Folks, here's another reminder about the 1950 Heart Campaign. The fight to control heart disease, this country's leading cause of death, is being constantly carried on through the American Heart Association. Open your heart. Give to fight heart disease. Send contributions to Heart, care of your local post office. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.